evening. Joining us now is a former college and XFL offensive lineman with a resume as long as my arm, and now head coach at the LT2 Football Academy Global, Mr. Logan Tully Tillman. How are you, mate?
I'm blessed, living the dream. I appreciate you guys having me on.
No, we appreciate you giving up your afternoon to come and talk to us. I'm not sure if you've heard any of our podcasts, but something that I really enjoy starting with, just to really get to know the kind of person that we are talking to, just three people that you would invite to a dinner party to start with, mate.
Wow. Okay, that's a really good one. Three people from history or just overall?
From whoever you want, mate. Anyone, anywhere.
Well, first, I'll definitely, to keep it, specific to my niche, Howard Mudd. He was, a legendary O-line coach. Let's see, Bill Meyer, one of my old coaches. And then, last one, I would say Iron Mike Singletary was also one of my coaches in Memphis. So, would invite those dudes just off the top of the head.
Go to where it all began. Where were you born and raised, mate?
I was born in a small town in the Midwest called Peoria, Illinois. If you've heard of Sean Livingston or Richard Pryor, pretty small town, but it's kind of the size of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm a big Green Bay fan, so I know exactly what you mean when you say Green Bay, Wisconsin. Is it the same as Green Bay? Is it like a country town, but, surrounded by, Green Bay's got a pretty big city surrounding it?
Yeah, I kind of compare it to kind of how Flint and Detroit is in the state of Michigan. So it's kind of a smaller, not a copycat city, but just a smaller subsidiary, I would say, of that. It's about 2.5 hours away, but stereotypical Midwest town.
Yeah, beautiful. So growing up, football always the sport, or did you grow up playing other ones as well?
Well, I actually grew up, majoring in basketball. You couldn't tell me I wasn't going to be an NBA power forward, as a young fella. But I ended up being better at football. But yeah, started out as a basketball player.
How far did you go with the basketball?
Well, just only to high school. I went to a pretty, historic high school in my hometown, Peoria Manual. And I played for a few years, and then, guys like Nick Saban, and the Blue Bloods of college started hitting me up for recruiting. So just focused all in on football.
And then for your football, you had a pretty big college career. So Michigan, Akron, Texas, El Paso. How was college life?
It was good. I think I tell all young guys now is that, the biggest thing is the experience, all over the country, there's young fellas coming from different situations going to college. And, I always let them know that, the degree is the most important thing. So I say all that to say I had an awesome time, and I was really blessed to be able to have, a career after college as well. But, I think when I look back at college now, it's the baseline of, what my program is now. All the best stuff that I wanted and the stuff that I didn't, taking that out of, what I give my lineman daily.
And what did you study?
So I did general studies, and my research focus was public health, and particularly homicide and gun violence as it connects to Black masculinity. And it, evolved just masculinity and whole, looking at some of the causation behind, poverty, things like that. And I don't want to get to rambling, but when I got cut by the 49ers, I went back home and I was teaching at my old high school, a few different classes, but, that's, a big, big portion of who I am as a coach now, still a teacher.
Which is huge, absolutely huge. And so in post-college, you played a few seasons in the XFL.
Yes.
Who did you play for, and how was that experience?
Yeah, so the first I went to after I cut by the Niners, I was in the AAF in Memphis with Mike Singletary. So, it was an awesome experience, had a great time. Johnny Manziel was out there for his first time back in pro football in a while. So, a lot of excitement. It was great. And then my last, experience was in the XFL with Coach Pep Hamilton and the DC Defenders. Had a great time. Coach Pep is, obviously one of the best minds in football. So, it was an awesome time.
Sounds like an incredible experience. So LT2 Football Academy is where you're an offensive lineman coach. How did the academy begin?
Yeah, well, so it started really back in about 2015, with a young fella in the area where I was at, wanted to be trained and coached. So from then I just kept working, things like that. I initially thought I was going to be in college coaching, but, God had a different plan for me. In 2021, I was blessed to get, a call to coach pro football in the spring league. So did that, had a great time. And that's really the genesis of it, I would say. And then about 55 NFL guys later, just been running my mouth, anybody that wants to listen. And on there, if you're an athlete, I have, OLL instructional videos for you. If you're a coach, I actually have a coach's training program where you go from the ground up and we share experiences and talk technique.
Yeah, and how big has the academy gotten?
Well, it's really been a blessing, so we've expanded to London. There's, global hubs all over, with coaches doing it. But I'd probably say about about 1,500 offensive line athletes total. We service in about a year.
1,500 per year?
Yes, sir. And what's even interesting, too, you know, if there's any entrepreneurs watching out here, you know, I tell guys all the time, niche down. And, you know, my business really took a 10X when I niched down. So there's over about 500,000 O-line athletes across the globe. So there in Australia, you know, big Ethan Morton, he's a 6'10 offensive tackle that I've had a chance to work with. And it just goes to show, you know, guys want to get better. Now with the internet, we have that ability to do that daily.
And you find coaching over the internet still like a fluid process, and do they send you tape and then do you assess the tape? Is that how it kind of works?
Yeah, well, so we kind of connect how we're doing now, and then I take them just through the whole, you know, signature program, anti-rotational core, stance, start, run game, all that good stuff. And I don't want to nerd out, but, you know, everything from the ground up to get them prepared to get back to their team, you know, in a positive manner is what we work on.
Yeah, by absolutely all means, nerd out over this, because I feel like a lot of people listening will want to know, like, all the ins and outs. So don't be afraid to hold back.
Yes, sir. Well, so if anybody, you know, is a Minnesota Vikings fan, so big Ed Ingram, who's, you know, a starting guard for him, he's been with me this whole summer. So, you know, if you get on there online, you know, we'll break down some of the stuff that these guys do to keep themselves prepared and go back to be at the highest level.
And so how many players that have gone through the academy have gone to the highest level?
Well, so there's, like I was saying, there's probably about 50 active NFL players that we've worked with so far, and then we're recruiting the next generation now. So this past class, I had, you know, 7 guys come through the program for the college to NFL part of it, you know, NFL pre-draft. And there's probably going to be about 10 next season as well.
Yeah, which is crazy. So the numbers just keep on ticking up.
Yes, sir.
And what's like the youngest age that you started training some of these athletes at?
Well, so Texas is very different. So the youngest athlete I've had come through has been about 6 years old, 6 to 8 years Jeez. Old. Yeah, and so what's so crazy, too, is that, you know, I see online, you know, people always have their opinions of it, but in my base program, you know, I'm obviously not going to teach a young fellow that young, you know, when I'm teaching an NFL starter. But, you know, we're still going to learn some baseline things like a stance, a start, the why, how, and what. And at the end of the day, the fundamentals of the game and of blocking.
Yeah, and is there a cutoff age, or you're like, so let's say you're already looking at going to college, and maybe you're playing in a lower division, is there a point where you're like, it's probably getting a bit too late, or is there always time?
Well, that's what's really cool about the program. So on any given Sunday, you know, just like your guys' podcast, you know, there could be an NFL starter or there could be an 8-year-old coming through on that day, you know, and even when it comes to coaches as well. So one of my younger coaches that's in the program now, who's starting his own business, Coach Ty McKinney, just won an XFL championship, one of my former players. So I love to create people as if they're their own CEOs. So you never know who you'll see during the day at any given Sunday. So big Ed Ingram, and, you know, Austin Deculus, Aaron Stinney from the Buccaneers, who should be starting from again this year. There's a ton of them, you know, and I think it's a little pretentious to go through all of their names, but there's a bunch of them on my social media, and some, you know, some vets I think will be back on some squad. So I'm excited to see where they end up.
Which is great. And do they still keep in contact with you? Like, are you still helping them with their coaching and training?
Yeah, and so more likely with most of the time with my NFL guys, I'll just follow up with them, you know, how's everything going, you know, where's your baseline, how's your battle room, how's your routine been? And then with the younger, you know, fellas, that's where you get more of that hands-on, you know, in tune, day-by-day follow-ups and things like that. So, for example, if there's any young fellow, you know, from Australia now that say, hey, I want to be offensive lineman, I'm a big fella, you know, you can go to my website now, you know, hit volume 1 of the stance for the O-line instructional. So I really try to meet, you know, anyone that cares to listen where they're at and try to teach them.
Yeah, which is absolutely incredible. So you've mentioned a couple, like Ethan. Is there any other young fellas who we probably should be keeping an eye on, like, head towards the next level?
Well, there's a few of them, and you guys, want a shameless plug, my Twitter, if anybody wants to follow me, at Logan Tillman, there's, you know, guys shooting in film almost every day, but Big Ethan's been the one guy, the bone member that I have from out there that I know has been consistent on, and he's even been teaching some young fellas in the area, you know, about pass sets and all that good stuff of offensive line.
Which is great, like, because obviously Gridiron Australia is only getting bigger, there's more clubs, they're trying to do, like, state competition and stuff. So we speak to Wayne Kelly, who's the CEO of Gridiron Australia, so we're just trying to make it bigger, as big as possible, so then we can send more players over to the States and, like, get them in colleges and stuff like that. But yeah, so there's a lot of companies out there that's helping, but yeah, I feel like maybe the Lions is something that probably needs working on for sure.
Yeah, and then so anybody that's, you know, checking this out and watched it, you know, if you want to take that, you know, opportunity, like, you know, he's saying to get over to the U.S., the biggest thing that I would say to you is, you know, get a routine, okay? So, for example, guys like Big Ethan, you know, he's a 6'9 offensive tackle. He's going to get an opportunity at some point, but it may not be immediately, okay? So if we have any, you know, young athletes or offensive linemen or lineswomen watching this, understand that we got to just have a battle with them because the opportunity is going to come, but, you know, the question is, are we prepared when that, you know, random situation comes, you know?
Yeah, so always be prepared is right up there is the number one thing to do. So what does it take to make it as like a trenchman or one?
Yeah, so there's a few things, you know, I'm sure our listeners would agree, you know, the biggest things in my opinion is that, you know, you want to be a buoyant athlete. You know, the times of offensive linemen being big, lunky, you know, 350-pound guys is over. You know, in my opinion, you know, it's one of the most complex and layered positions on the field. And as you can see, it's one of the most underdeveloped positions even from the NFL on down. So the biggest thing I would say, you want to be a buoyant athlete. You want to have a mindset of, you know, to finish. I had a tweet the other day, you know, and I made it pretty clear. You detailed out a few things, you know, that I love to see in offensive linemen, like, you know, effort, strain to finish, and being buoyant or being able to get themselves out of a bad situation.
And what are some of those bad situations that they've got to try and get themselves out of?
Well, so, for example, when they don't own the angle of departure from the line of scrimmage. So, in the NFL, I believe in 2021, 82% of the sacks were due to the technique deficiencies. So, for example, when you look at, you know, a left tackle, a younger left tackle going against a Von Miller, his shoulder's going to collapse in about 0.3 seconds, right? So, if you're not, you know, driving through that big toe to get yourself back in your angle and be in a wall, not a door, it's going to be a tough time. So, things like that and really isolating those situations, you know, and the NFL is a pass-happy league now. So, when you look at it, you know, if, as you're a rusher, you get home two times out of 78 plays. If it's a bunch of snaps during a game, that's all pro year, you know? So it's one of those things you don't want to have a short memory when it comes to, you know, things that you can get better on, but a short memory when it comes to the bad things that happen.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know whenever I play any sport, if I get in my head, I'm defeating myself right from the beginning.
Yep. And then the O-line is such a layered position and it's just such an uncommon movement pattern as well. You know, and that's why, you know, the premise of O-line specific training has, you know, it really exploded in my opinion, because you look at guys like a Ed Ingram that, you know, it's an NFL starter onto some of my young fellas that may be 8 years old that are have a dream to become who he is. You know, we have a product for you that you can do something daily. So that's why I think it's really cool. The sector that I've had a chance to get into and get rolling in.
Which is absolutely incredible. Like to give kids, because they are absolutely children at 8 years old, to give them an opportunity and a dream and a path to follow at such a young age, surely is only going to just provide better offensive linemen in the future.
Yeah, and then too, you know, one of the biggest things that I always preach to all my young guys too is envision yourself outside of yourself. You know, if I was to look back and say, yeah, I'm going to be coaching pro football, you know, as a young fella in Peoria, Illinois, I would think you'd be lying, you know. But I just think that there's so many things outside of actually being an athlete that sport provides, you know, that I wanted to bring, you know, to the light, you know, because when you look at it, there's some people that are living in the sports world that have never lifted a weight that are living good lives, right? So not everyone's going to be, you know, that 6'5", 300-pound athlete, but you have value if you choose to find a niche.
For sure. And are you, like, referring to as in, like, having a team aspect of sport as well?
Yeah. And one of the things, too, that I'm just so thankful that I did play a sport, you know, coming up, because it's just a mindset. So I'm sure you guys, you know, would be able to agree is that, you know, there's a lot of people that do a lot of different things, but how you do what you do is what really separates you. So I think it's given, you know, me definitely an advantage of being a former athlete.
100%. And that's helped you build this business that you've got going on now.
Yeah, and then a lot of luck, too. I mean, I tell guys all the time that a coach is really only as good as his best players or his worst players. So the players are really the ones that, you know, provide the opportunity to be able to have a business like this.
Yeah, and do you work with the team, or is it just all you all online?
Well, it's all standalone. And, for example, in 2021, when the Bucs can go into the facility, that's when I was down in Tampa with, you know, big Brad Seaton and Aaron Stinney for about 2 or 3 months. And then, you know, here in the offseason here in Dallas is where most of my NFL guys come to, and they spend time before they go back to OTAs. And, for example, like there's some of my college guys that, you know, going to come for the next class that will be popping through as well here in Dallas.
Yeah, nice. So, yeah, so you do hands-on, in-person, online. Is there anything you don't do?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, pretty much anything that the big fellas request, yeah, we try to get it for them.
school, you've got to be massive, you've got to be huge. So can anyone of any size still be competitive?
Well, yeah, you definitely can be competitive. So, for example, like some of the international locations, like England, for example, there's a lot of big fellas I work with out there that may not have the stereotypical size. But in that situation, we'll have them long snap, we'll have them short snap. But at the end of the day, if we can get you in a better biometric position to produce force, you're a stronger and more buoyant and better athlete at the point of attack. So I tell guys all the time, is think of your first fight to the last one. Right. But now think if you had a 15 minute routine daily to work through before that last fight that you know is going to happen. So pretty much try to isolate them and have them find their process and understand the how, why, what of the techniques and the schemes. So, you know, long story short is that, you know, you have what you have, you know, and you try to make the most of it. So if I'm a shorter offensive lineman, you know, I'm definitely going to teach you how to snap. I'm definitely going to make you long and short snaps so you have a little more value.
Yeah, for sure. And do you see there's any value of, like, because obviously we play a lot of rugby, Australian rules football and stuff like that. Can you see the process, like, for someone like Jordan Maiala, who came across from a completely different sport where they said he was too big, too strong, so, like, you're almost useless on the rugby pitch, and then came across the NFL and is now having a quite a dominant career. Is there a clear pathway for the players to come across like that? And is that, like, something you could, like, help coach with?
Yeah, and so there's actually a lot of guys that I have worked with throughout the, you know, years that have come from different sports or the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, and I tell guys all the time with the USFL and the XFL, there's so much opportunity, especially, you know, for our bigger bodied athletes, like, you know, saying like Jordan. So there's a bunch of marry and carryover that they can, you know, get a spot in those situations.
Yeah, so at that point, if you're an athlete,
and you're an athlete.
Through the right coaching and get your technique down.
Yeah. Yeah, and Philadelphia has a really great offensive line coach, Jeff Stoutland, who does a great job of detailing things out, and that helps. So, you know, if anybody's watched this, you know, and they are one of those bigger athletes, you know, hit the link, you know, find out what a set tree is, you know, find out what a routine of battle rhythm is, and then you're going to have opportunity. And the biggest thing that I found is just, you know, guys being their own best advocate, you know, especially our international guys. You have to just keep networking. You have to keep putting yourself out there so people know what you have going on.
And with all that networking side of things, is that something you also help with as well? Or are you just coaching?
Yeah, we help with that. And then it's really predicated based off them. And I tell guys all the time, take a Shark Tank mentality. You know, so say that we had a product we want to get to market. There's a big show in the States called Shark Tank, right? And I just, you know, tell them how many calls would it take me to get my product on there? Probably about 10,000, right? So we take that outlook of it. We try to break it down throughout a year. So, for example, if you're an international, you know, youth athlete and, you know, where you guys are at, you should be hitting up a college coach or whoever follows you from the States minimum 3 times a week. And then what is that you're hitting them with? You know, an elevator pitch. Hey, here's my tape. This is what I do. Love to talk with you.
Yeah, so you reckon just if there's someone out there who's interested in you at all, continue to talk to them. Try and build a relationship and then go from there.
Yep, exactly. And then things, it's so competitive now. College football, it really is not college anymore. It's, you know, it's pre-professional, I'd say. So there's so much action with the portal. You know, there's a huge need and niche for guys. It's just, you know, letting them know what you have available as that athlete.
Yeah, because there's players moving, switching between colleges with the portal, and then just the competitiveness to even get in at the ground level to one of those bigger schools is always going to be tough.
Yeah, you know it.
And so through all the coaching, do you have any, like, little more, apart from obviously reaching out to the coaches and being committed to your game, is there any other tips you can share out to some young aspiring athletes?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I would share with them, you know, is take a chance to be a champion. You know, it was very unlikely for me to come from, you know, one of the worst areas for, you know, minorities in Peoria, Illinois, to be a professional football coach, you know, to be someone that has a degree, to be someone that's able to teach and have an audience. I think it's really uncommon. And I would say to you is, you know, keep envisioning yourself outside of yourself, because, you know, if it is to be, it's up to me, is what I remind myself of. And I think it's very true to anyone in any aspect or whatever industry that you're in, you know. If you truly, you know, want to become the voice in your industry, you know, saying outside of athletes, you should be posting about that 3 times a day. And if you really want to be, you know, 10x your brand, you should really post probably 6 to 7 times a day. So that would be my biggest advice, you know, for, you know, athletes and then any business owners out there in any of their specific industries.
Beautiful. I've got one more question, but I just wanted to give you a massive thank you, Logan, for coming on. Super inspiring. depth of knowledge is absolutely clear. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
No worries. So what's the next step for the academy? What's your plan? Let's say the next 5 years.
Yeah, so next 5 years is O-line world domination. You know, we want to get to the point where, you know, with the click of a button, you know, if anybody wants to learn any offensive line specific things, you know, they can go to my site and they can get, you know, serviced. And I think overall, is I want to keep doubling down. I'm really, you know, so focused on just getting you the best product. So, for example, if that's Ed Ingram from the Minnesota Vikings to Tyron Hunt, you know, who's in the NFL draft this year, to Big JJ or Cito, who's an 8-year-old athlete, you know, we're going to attack the process with enthusiasm unknown to mankind and get the most out of what we have. So I think really just trying to keep building the proof of concept and just, you know, serving the best way we can is the whole goal for it.
Hey, absolutely beautiful once again. So just want to run through us your Twitter, check yourself out, your website, your Instagram, just where everyone can follow you.
Yes, sir. So if you're still listening to us, thank you guys for your attention and tapping in with us. www.lt2fbaglobal.com. We have online coaching clinics, online instructional videos, and merch. So if you like any merch, make sure you get on there and check it out. My Twitter's at Logan Tillman. My Instagram is LoganTT72. I post about 4 to 5 pieces of online specific training material daily. Right. So if you're like me, you love offensive line play, you know, tap and hit me up and also follow these guys here.
Yeah, beautiful. We're at Any Given Sunday, Australia, on everything. So you'll be able to find us. Thank you so much for your time, Logan. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Look forward to hearing from you soon.